This Sunday marks 20 years since a man opened fire at Fort Worth's Wedgwood Baptist Church. He killed 7 people and injured 7 others before turning the gun on himself. In the months after the shooting, the Wedgwood congregation actually grew. KEI's Christopher Connolly visited the church after last month's pair of Texas mass shootings and got a picture of how a community recovers.
The church was full on that Wednesday night in 1999. Adults gathered for Bible study. In the sanctuary, youth groups sang along with a Christian rock band. Jay Fannin, the church's youth minister, was in the balcony when the first shots rang out. He thought it was a practical joke, firecrackers or something.
Got to the bottom of the stairs in the hallway outside, saw blood on the ground, saw some smoke in the hallway that wasn't, you know, like normal. And then I realized after somebody said somebody called 911, I've been shot, this was real.
A 47-year-old man entered the church and started shooting. He made his way into the sanctuary, firing into the crowd of singing students and setting off a pipe bomb. Then he sat down in a pew and killed himself. As people fled the sanctuary, Fannin rushed in.
Was there anybody that was still alive that I could help get out of the room? And, you know, didn't find anybody in here at that time.
4 of the victims were teenagers. The oldest was 35. Al Meredith was the church's lead pastor at the time. And he told me tragedies of this magnitude can break a church.
And that's why it was so important we meet the next Sunday. That was a big discussion.
They held their Sunday service just 4 days after the shooting. The police had just released the crime scene. Volunteers quickly patched bullet and shrapnel holes and painted the walls. The blood-soaked carpet was ripped up. Folding chairs replaced ruined pews. And then Meredith preached to a church packed with worshipers.
This tragedy that the devil wanted to use to stop the people of God has ended up strengthening us. Our church has never been more united. We have never been more praying. We have never been more singing. We have never been more in love with one another.
And he talked about forgiveness, including for the man who attacked their church.
The poor man was deranged. His mind had been twisted by heaven knows what. He was in the power of the Prince of Darkness.
In your sermon, you talked about forgiving.
Yes.
Were you worried that people would say, I can't, I won't?
Well, yes. But if you're a Christ follower, you don't have a choice. The Lord's Prayer that he taught us, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. To refuse to forgive is insisting on drinking the poison you meant for your worst enemy, because it only destroys you.
Meredith says people struggled in the aftermath of the shooting. Some still struggle with the trauma. It's not something you ever get over, he says, but you get through it by facing it head on.
When you talk about it, when you talk through it, when you cry through it, when you hold on to each other when all you can do is cry, that's healing. That makes it so that tragedy doesn't control you, you control it.
In 1999, the Wedgwood church shooting shocked the nation, like the Columbine High School shooting just months before. Today,
we hardly get shocked anymore. 2 in 1 weekend recently, El Paso and Dayton. And after 3 days, it's old news. And our thoughts and prayers, and that's about all we can conjure up for the victims, which something tragically wrong with that.
This week, though, Meredith's focused on marking the anniversary. He's retired, but will preach a sermon again on Sunday, focusing on how God can turn even the darkest struggles to good. Jay Fannin, the church's youth minister, says that's the story his church has to tell, even as questions linger about why a man opened fire there 20 years ago.
You know, why did he drive by 5 or 6 churches before he came to Wedgwood to do this? Why did he pick Wedgwood? When you don't have those answers, you can sit there and go, oh, you know, but the reality is they don't matter. They don't matter because it still happened, and God redeemed a difficult, horrible situation and made us better people for it.
Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
This Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, the Fort Worth Church begins its commemoration of that day 20 years ago. The service is called God Wastes Nothing.